Okay. So, we mentioned that Parsha Vayisoras first to eulogize, right, and to mourn. And this is right after the Akedah, and Rashi makes the connection, right? As we said, that the news of the Akedah basically shocked her and she died. Rabbi Rosner writes that most Rishonim say that the Akedah was the last Nisoyon, the last test that Avram had to pass. And then he says, but of course, with this everything, there are other Rishonim who say no. Having to buy the burial plot for Sarah was he says, Rav Dessler, the first thing we've got to control are our midos, our behavior. And only thereafter, because if our midos, the way we act, is improper, he says, our Torah is going to be crook. It's not going to be anything other than crooked, distorted. He says, Avram returns from the Akedah and finds Sarah has died. He says, can you imagine the emotional roller coaster that Avraham had been in? He spent 3 days walking up the mountain, right? Believing that Yitzhak was going to be a korban. He actually went through all the activities and had the knife ready to complete it. And a malach stops him. Just can you imagine what an emotional event that was? He says he was getting to the stage, he says, of tremendous right there and then. And he says, what does that do to a person? What does it do to his psyche? And he says he realizes his son is going to continue in his footsteps. And again, that's got to be an emotional upheaval in many ways. He's got to readjust his thinking. He journeys home, presumably to tell Sarah about what transpired. And he's told that unfortunately, while he was away, she was Nifter. And then, when Avram, who knows that he wants Ma'aras HaMachbeila, as the swindler of great proportions, Ephron Hasid, and he goes through all the machinations with this disgusting human being, Sarah is waiting to be buried. Avram knows the importance of Kfura. And this guy is take this S, whatever, right, and shove him. That Avram acts with the ultimate level of restraint, of giving due deference to the Bnei, right? The Sittim, and not castigating Ephraim. He says, what do we learn from Avraham Avinu? And Rabbi Friend writes this also. He says, we learn that because we're having a bad day, right, we don't have the right to share the bad with others. Constrained himself. Cool, calm, collected. He says that's the way a true Ben Torah must act. He says it's a norm that when I'm going having a bad day, I'm probably apt to lash out at somebody more than I would have. I'm probably apt to get more upset than I otherwise would be. But he says the true mark of control. And I don't know why it asked, because you know he came back from the Akedah. But Rabbi Rosner asked, where did he come from? And the Medrash says he came back from the Akedah, from Har Moriah. But he says there are other psukim that appear in between the Akedah and Parshas Chayisura. Seems, he says, somehow Avram detoured to Be'er Sheva first and then came back. Sora was in Sheva. It says Avram didn't want Sarah to be in the house that he was in after the Akedah, to walk in without Yitzhak. And so he dispatched her to Chevron. Another view says that Sora was feeling not great in, for whatever reason, and he felt that the air in Sheva, right, the mountain air, was better. He says maybe the intention of the Medrash is to say Avram was going to continue to act the way he did when he did the Akedah with total devotion. He says, Rav Avadya Yosef, Echetzarek Levracha, wrote in Shalshelet Yosef something different. He says, Rav Levi in the Medrash says, Avram was coming from burying his father Terach. Was he burying Terach? Was he coming back from the Akeda, and he says, Rav Yosef quotes Rav Shach. The Medrash is not giving us geographical points. On the actual Hesbin, the eulogy. He said, what attributes were the ones that Avram wanted to point out Sarah had? Right? He wanted to point out significant aspects of Sarah's life. They buried that part of Avram's life. Of course, there was something in it, but Sarah made it was his perfect. His perfect mate who spurred him on in this achievement. Make a transition from living Talmidim when he came back home after learning for many years, all of my Torah and your Torah is the domain, belongs to my wife who sent me to learn. Rav Yossi says, I want to rather look at the Akedah. The strength and conviction to give up his very being because Avram said Hashem wants it. This is because he had learned from Sarah. Influence, right? Yitzchak. She kept Yitzchak in the best environment possible. And litmus test of apparent success is what do their children become? Avram says, the Akedah, the fact that it was even possible for Yitzchak to go and be willing, that's totally because of the influence of his mother. He said, Avram could have mentioned that Sarah never sinned. But he said, I'd rather talk about what she created, a Yitzchak Avinu, who we know is the power of prayer, right? We know that Avram and Yaakov have lives that were much more intertwined with the general society. We don't read that much in the Chumash. Rabbi Rosner writes, we can learn two important aspects of the relationship. Rav Levi says, a spouse is there to bring out the best in their mate. That's what husbands and wives are to do, to encourage and get that they could be the greatest influence on them. And when they work, sweat, right? Give what creates a ben Torah. The Be'er Yosef says, things that happen when you lose a loved one. It says that Avram, even when he first recognized that sorrow was Nifter, somehow stifled his crying. And when a close relative is Nifter, there's an emotional and physical bond that's been severed, and that's exceedingly painful. That leads to weeping, right? We've got to gather ourselves together. We've got to put our mind back somehow at ease. Avram, however, realized immediately he needed to find a burial plot for Sarah. And so what Avram did is he said, I don't have the leisure, right, to sit around and mope. I've got to get on with it. I have a specific task now, which is to buy a plot. He says, Avram acted the same way as he had done at the Akedah. Similarly, here, try and gather his emotions to cry, to weep, which is one of the ways, right, you can cope with loss, or rather to focus on the task at hand. He chose. And the Nitzim says that when Avram arrived, Havis, he realized that this was also an awakening. When people displayed the cover that they had for her, it basically amplified the need to get on with the tide, the instant recollection and the instant realization that Sarah Imenu was not just his wife, was not just Yitzchak's mother, but as they say, she was the mother of many people. Many times when a great woman is Nister, they say the mother of the town, the mother of the community was Nister, and that's the perspective that people have at that time.
Okay.
Right? Some of the next task at hand.
That's how long after was it from when she died?
That he sent
that he got
of her? Or maybe after the Shloshim, I don't know. I'm just surmising. I don't think we know what the span of time was in between, you know, burying Sarah, sitting Shiva, and the sending of Eliezer on his way.
Right. I don't think, like, not, no, his wife is gone now, yeah. Now we need some other woman to take over.
Yeah, that's true, but the, you know, but again, there, we know how emotions work with most people. We know that he would say, I know there's a task at hand, but give me a day or two.
Yeah.
We're being told by these memories, Avram was not a person that said, give me a day or two. When I realize I've got a task that's in my avodas Hashem, I get to it ASAP. And so we can imagine that as soon as Avram was able to get on to his next